When you hear the word magnetic, do you think of certain celebrities or people you know that you're just drawn to, that they walk into a room and either everyone looks at them, not in a way that they're just attractive, but they just have like an energy to them? Because that's what it comes down to. Being magnetic means that things come to you, whether it be law of attraction kind of vibe, where things are coming to you, like the things in your life are being drawn to you, people are kind of lining up. But also it means that people just listen to you, that people come up to you to chat, people want to know more about what you have to say, you feel like you're seen, you feel like you're validated, you feel like you just took a shower basically every time you walk into a new room or a new situation. And we are going to discuss 6 different ways in this episode that you can become magnetic, how you can add that energy to your life and start seeing that change in your life just by changing your mindset and some little things that you might be doing in everyday life that are free and easy and actionable. So let's get into the episode. Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. My name is Amanda McCormack. I am your host. I am a yoga teacher, a personal trainer, and a nutrition coach who created this show basically to explore different ways that you can add happiness into our lives. So whether that's working on our mindsets, working on physical things that we can do, or spiritually, we're going to discuss them all in this show. You can follow along on Instagram with me. My Instagram is Happy Holistic Hippie. And then my personal Instagram is Amanda_Liz. If you want to reach out, if you have any suggestions for episodes, if you want to talk about this episode, my DMs are open. And I also have tons of content up there as well. I'm going to start posting YouTube videos soon too. So stay tuned. Check out the Instagram for all the information on that. But let's get into our 6 tips to become more magnetic. Magnetism basically comes down to the fact that you're giving off an energy that people enjoy. Just like how dogs and cats can kind of sense energy and they'll either bark or stay away from people that give off a weird vibe to them, how animals can sense that. People can do it too on like a very subconscious, subtle note. So being magnetic means you have good energy. You're putting out energy into this world that other people want to be near you, that they're drawn to you, and so on. So it comes down to working on yourself, which luckily we discuss on this show. That's pretty much what we talk about here. So we're going to talk about ways that we can improve our energy. And the first thing, I like to call it the setup. So 1, starting your day off, remembering what this day is for you is going to help you out, because remembering that this day is a gift, or kind of working on our gratitude, our affirmations, a meditation to get yourself settled, to kind of work through any anxiety that you might be feeling, things like that, that you're setting your day up with, they're going to carry over like a ripple effect into your energy, into your day. So starting your day with a few minutes, whether it be affirmations, if while you're brushing your teeth, you know, you can multitask when you do this. It's not like, I don't ever want to seem like I'm giving you advice that's like, oh, you need 45 minutes every morning to do these things. We can do these things throughout our day if we need to. We can make 5 minutes in the morning to do it, but they really do help. It's setting up your day with reminders about what this day can offer you, because sometimes we forget that this day exists. It's a new day. I'm gonna get you real hyped up here. So it's a new day. We can make the most of it. And the cool thing is we get to do it again tomorrow. So you want to find a hook kind of to remember that this day is awesome, that this day is full of opportunities, that at any moment you literally can do what you want. You can be at work and you can be walking around in a bad mood, but you can remember that, hey, I'm walking right now. I get to do the things I'm doing. I'm making a little bit of money. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I feel good about it. I'm excited that later I get to read my book. I'm excited that I get to have a really nice dinner tonight, or I love this outfit I'm wearing, or my hair feels really good and my skin's kind of clear. Just remembering to tap into the little grateful things that we have in these moments, kind of pulling ourselves back to it, it's going to really give you that energy where, one, you're thinking better, just feeling better when you're in a state of gratitude. And we don't have to be in a state of gratitude 24/7. Like I said, we can anchor back into it, almost like a living meditation. So whenever you find yourself kind of, you know, moping around or in a mood, you can always pull yourself back to thinking about, hey, I'm here. I got this going on. I got this going on. Naming 5 things that you can see around you that are beautiful. Even if you're inside, you can see colors. Just kind of finding reasons to be happy. And the best way to do that is, I sounded like Tommy Pickles, is to set up your day. You know, when people say win the morning, win the day, setting up your morning, having some sort of affirmation practice, having a meditation where you're doing a gratitude moment at the end, maybe just writing down in your phone or in a journal 3 things you're grateful for in the morning, it really does kind of stay in the back of your head during your day and help you out. And if you honestly can't, because I know sometimes we get up and we just rush into things, it happens, you know, like I preach about morning routines and I do them pretty much every day, but there's days honestly where like I get up and I have to go right into something, You can recalibrate whenever. So just remembering that you can always hook back in, that you can always anchor back in. You can list three things you're grateful for when you're driving somewhere. Just doing something like that, it's going to help set up your day so that you have, number two that we're going to talk about, an infectious energy. So you ever been around somebody and they're in a bad mood, and then you just start feeling like you're in a bad mood because they're either just like dumping information on you, or they're walking around complaining, and you just kind of like, ugh, you want to like shake it off your shoulder. You're like, okay. Any type of energy is infectious. So good energy is just as infectious as bad energy. So people walking around in a bad mood all day, projecting, it could be yourself too. Like if you're, this sounds like you, it's all good. Because sometimes when we project, it makes us feel better in the moment. When we're going through something, sometimes we just want someone to validate us. When we're like, can you believe that at work today, like this happened and this happened? And you just want someone to be like, oh shit, oh damn, like no way. Or you just want to feel like a victim in a situation because maybe you've been wronged in some way and you got this email that you're like pissed off about, and the first thing you want to do is like complain about it. And notice, if you just take a step back, because like, I mean, I do this too, we sometimes are so quick to talk about the bad parts of our day over the good parts of our day. You know, when you come home and you just want to like talk to your partner or your family or anyone who's there, you just want to spit out the two like crazy stories you have from work, or that you saw on the road, or you saw in the store, that like you're like, can you believe I saw this lady do that? You just want to like spit out negative stuff. Just think about when you talk to people, like the amount of negative stories you share. If you had a crazy morning, the first thing you want to do is you want to explain it to people. You're like, I had the rudest interaction today. Or we just always want to talk about the negative. So it makes us feel better. It's a way of projecting. It's a way of getting like validation, talking to other people about it. But we do slip into victim mode. We want to be validated. All humans want to be seen and heard. So if you're going through something positive, you want to be seen and heard. If you are going through something negative, you want to be seen and heard. So projecting bad energy out, though, it ripples on, and like you're giving that to somebody else. Maybe you really don't care, but like it'll affect your quality of your day as well if you do this often. So remembering that you can change your energy when you go into a new space to hype yourself up. Kind of going back to number one, the setup is what I like to call it, like setting yourself up. So if you're going to walk into a mood and a room and you're just not feeling your best, or you're feeling like you just got out of a stressful situation, or someone cut you off on the highway and now you're just like all stirred up and you're about to walk into a room, you can hype yourself up in your car. You can go to the bathroom real quick, and you could do the thing again where you just list three things you're grateful for, or you can just start talking about maybe what you're excited to do or who you are. Maybe remembering your essence of who you are, like you are this woman that like wants to walk into a room and you're gonna chat with these people because you are a friendly person, like using maybe positive adjectives to describe yourself. Just get yourself hyped up. Maybe play a new song. If you feel yourself stressed out, put on your favorite song in the car. You can always change your energy before you go into a new space, because remember, the energy you go into that space with is infectious. So you're going to be giving off either a good vibe or a bad vibe. Another thing you can do, I just want to mention these two steps that I love. If you're trying to hype yourself up, again, you can get excited in your car, but let's say you're too hyped up. You are a little stirred up. Maybe you're a little anxious. Two types of breath work that I like to do to suggest if you're feeling anxious, or maybe you're feeling tired and you're trying to get yourself into a good mood. So box breathing is my favorite technique. I've been using it for years. It is a technique that helps bring your body back into like a nice state. It works with your nervous system to kind of settle everything. So box breathing is breathing in for 4 seconds. So if you want to try around right now, it's literally breathing in 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold the breath for 4, 3, 2, 1. We're going to exhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you're going to hold it again for 4 before you breathe in. And then you continue that round. So what that does is, again, is it calms your body down. And maybe that's what you need before you walk into a room. Maybe playing Drake is not going to fix it. But I feel when I'm literally on an airplane, if I'm like online for something and I'm anxious, if I literally sometimes have to like order at a restaurant, I start box breathing because I'm like, I'm starting to like plan out the meal in my head and how I'm going to say it. So what I'll do is I'll box breathe. I'll breathe in, hold it, exhale, and then hold it before the next breath. And I'll do a few rounds of that to kind of get my body calmed down. So that is an easy technique that you can carry with you in your pocket. Box breathing, I love it. I can do a whole box breathing meditation with some other techniques if you'd like. And then another thing, let's say you're just feeling tired and you want to hype yourself up. Breath of fire sends air to your brain. It gets oxygen to your brain quicker, and it makes you more alert. And what it does is you're taking small, short breaths that sends the air in quick bursts to your brain, and it gets you literally in a better mood. Or I don't want to even just say mood, it just literally gets you a little more alert. You feel a little better. So maybe you're tired after work and you're going somewhere, you can do a breath of fire, which is literally breathing in a short breath. It's going to sound ridiculous in the mic, so get ready for this. You breathe in a short breath and then you exhale short. And you're basically doing like a one count. So I recommend doing 10 breaths, but one breath is going to be like that. Blow your nose first, just saying. But breathing in like that. Sorry for that if you have headphones on. Oh my God. That is a breath of fire, and it really does send oxygen to your brain quickly. So if you want to calm yourself down before you walk into a room, you can box breathe. And if you want to hype yourself up, you can do 1 to 3 rounds of breath of fire. After you do 10 reps of it, take a few normal breaths before doing your next round. Play some music, get yourself hyped up, start being grateful for things. Maybe it sounds a little crazy, but you can actually change your mood before you walk into a room or a space or an event and get yourself into a better state. Moving on with another actionable tip, we're going to talk about how to physically stand proud, okay? Because I do this, and I've done this all my life. I noticed that whenever I'd walk into a room and not be confident, or I'm feeling a little nervous or whatever, and I keep using this example of walking into a room, but you can do this whenever, like you can recalibrate. So if you're noticing that maybe you're somewhere and you don't feel confident, you can literally do these steps, and they're really subtle. Like the breathing, you can do it in the bathroom. You can even box breathe when you're standing somewhere, like with people around you, they'll never know. But we can also correct our posture, because sometimes our body physically reflects how we're feeling. And also with the phone and everything and how we're always leaning forward, we have a tendency to have more rounded shoulders and our chin tucks in and we kind of lean forward and down. And that kind of signals that you have like a closed off energy. So what you want to do, and this also literally just helps you feel better, is we want to walk into a room literally proud. And now when you think about posture, like right now, if I told you to fix your posture, what you're going to do is probably like puff out your chest and like pull your shoulder blades back, kind of like a macho cartoon character. There's actually a really comfortable way to correct your posture, and I'm going to describe it the best I can audibly. Maybe I can make a video on Instagram to also kind of go with this, but this is a simple technique that also saves your back. So my number one thing I always talk about in general, this is like a 4-step posture correction that you can do in like 10 seconds, but the first step, I always talk about this with my clients whenever I'm training people, because this is very important in exercise, but it's also very important in your day-to-day. I'm literally putting the mic down because I feel like I physically have to do this to describe it the right way. So we're going to tuck our tailbones in. Most of us walk, not most, but a lot of people do walk with what's called a posterior tilt, which means that we have a tailbone at the bottom of our spine, and our tailbone is kind of like a duck. You know how a duck walks and they kind of have like their butt sticking out a little bit? Or like if people are posing and they kind of arch their back, that is what is called a anterior posterior tilt situation. So what we want to do is take your fingers, 2 fingers on each hand, so your peace sign fingers, and you want to just touch your hip bones on each side. And then what I do is I take my thumb and I try to grab the back of my body. Like it's not going to go all the way back there, but I'm basically pinching my sides. So I have 2 fingers on my hips, and then I have my thumb kind of on my back, or like the back of my hips. And what you're going to do is you're going to think about arching your back kind of like a Kardashian, or like you're taking a photo, or like a duck. And you're literally going to take those 2 peace sign fingers and push into your hips and then kind of arch your back. And you're going to feel yourself arching, and it's not going to feel good. You're just emphasizing it so you know what I'm talking about. Then you're going to take a deep breath in. And then what you're going to do is you're going to push your thumbs in, and you're going to start to push your hips with your thumbs and tuck in your tailbone. So I like to use the finger. I've never done this audibly. I've always done it with like a visual. I like to use the finger example to show you what the extreme of each is. So think about, again, you're pushing your fingers into the front of your hip bones, and then your back is arching. And what you're going to do now to fix it is you're going to press the thumbs and you're going to press the hips forward. Think about tucking your tailbone in. And now if you take your hand, like the back of your hand, and run it down your spine, it's straight into like where your butt begins. There's not like a little bit of a curve. That is going to protect your back in general when you're walking around places. Like if you're doing work and you're noticing your back is hurting, sometimes I check in with myself and I'm like, girl, why is my back arching like that? So pushing in your tailbone like that is the first step, because that's going to help keep your spine in alignment. The next thing you're going to do is think about where your ribs are in your body. Maybe you want to take your fingers and kind of get them real wide, just like webs, and then put your fingers like where your ribs are. So I'm laying my palms on my stomach and like I'm spreading them out just like my ribs. So sometimes our ribs flare out. So I already have my tailbone tucked in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my wrist, like the bottom of the wrist, and it's holding on to my sides. And I'm just going to lift up the fingertips right now. So I have my wrist touching my like core, and then my fingertips are kind of just like hovering off of my core. Think about tucking in your ribs in this position. So where my fingers are, I'm going to take them and I'm thinking about like, oof, I don't know if I'm describing that right, but I'm thinking about tucking them in. So I'm going to take the fingertips and I'm just going to invisibly kind of close my rib cage. And that really helps with keeping the bottom part of your core nice and straight. And then what you do is you just slowly roll your shoulder blades back. You don't got to puff your chest out, but you just roll your shoulder blades back and down. Think about keeping the space between your shoulders and your ears. You don't want your shoulders bunched up by your ears. So take a deep breath in just like you would in yoga and roll the shoulder blades back and down. And then finally, the last step is just noticing where your chin is. You want to have your chin just pointing up and proud. That's actually how you correct posture. It's not that weird example we do where we like puff our chest and roll our shoulder blades back because we're like, this is uncomfortable. This is not standing. Just notice how this feels. So again, all you do is you tuck your tailbone in. Then you take your ribs. You make sure they're not flared out. So kind of bringing the ribs in. It's like an opposite movement. You're kind of pushing the ribs in, rolling the shoulder blades back and down, and then bringing your chin up. That is the proper posture. And it's also gonna like just make you feel so much better when you walk into a room like that, like tuck the tailbone in, tuck the ribs in, roll the shoulder blades back, bring the chin up, and you just feel so much better. So the reason I wanted to do a whole segment on fixing your posture, one, it's a good tip. Two, it makes you feel more confident. And three, think about when you walk into a room, like a main character in a TV show, when they go into like a party or something and they open the door, they're not literally rounding their shoulders. They're not pulling out their phone immediately. I think I actually used this example in the last episode, but it's so true. Like sometimes we want to like, I don't know, we hide or we just want to like distract ourselves. So we pull out our phone and we look down. We look down when we're online, when we're walking into a new room, and we're just like distracting ourselves and taking ourselves away from the present moment. But we're also making ourselves look so uninviting. Not that we always want to talk to people, but just our energy is closed off. You know, when your shoulders are rounded, when you're looking down at your phone, your energy is closed off. So standing proud and thinking of yourself like a main character in a TV show. Like if you want to have a cool life, I'm assuming you do, and you want to make things happen in your life, you want to approach every situation just ready, you know, showing up for things. You want to have that nice posture. You just want to walk in. You don't want to hide and pull your phone away, even though it may be awkward, because it's awkward for me to even think about it sometimes, like walking into a room and just being like direct, walking to a room and like I just hyped myself up, so I'm giggly and I'm happy, and I walk in and I have a bit of a smile on my face even though nobody's around me. It makes it easier to approach people from your point of view. Like it's easier to approach people when I'm already kind of like wired up and ready to go, and it makes it easier for people to come up to you and notice you and speak to you. So we're going to talk a little bit about speaking to people and how to be magnetic in conversations and how to make friends with people and all of that. Because I truly believe that networking and just making friends with people and conversations with people is like what opens doors. And that's what has led me places. And I've mentioned it in past episodes, but I used to have the most anxiety ever. Like I just had panic attacks all the time. I've gotten better with it over the past 5 years with all the tools and things I talk about in the show. And I couldn't even raise my hand in school. Like I would know the answer and I just like, couldn't raise my hand because I was afraid. I don't know, just afraid to speak up. I would get all sweaty and red. Like I couldn't do it. So I had to work on myself to get to like new points. But speaking with people was something that was so hard for me for the longest time. And I had to keep putting myself in different uncomfortable situations, traveling. Like I keep accrediting all of the, like I literally went from like, seriously, like I was in college and graduated and went to a study abroad by myself in like a different country. And I went from like May not being able to raise my hand to like June having to like speak to people who didn't speak English to get food because I needed to eat. So it's like I went in like the deep end on learning how to speak to people if I wanted to do anything. You know, like I would be stranded at like a train station and I'm like, I have to speak to people because I'm in a country alone and I need to get to where I have to go. And the only way I can do that is if I ask for help, which took a lot to learn. But I don't know if I'm side railing a bit. I just want to show you like how bad I was like at speaking to people, and the listening skills and the speaking skills that I've developed over the years. I did accredit a lot of it to traveling, and then I took entrepreneur classes. Actually, I got my minor in it, and then I ended up getting my MBA in entrepreneurship. We had like a segment in our school that had a lot to do with public speaking and pitching. I did a lot of pitch competitions, and I just got comfortable speaking in front of people. So putting myself in those situations really helped with that, if that's something that you're working on. But then I realized when I was speaking to people, because I didn't speak to people for like 10 years, like I would avoid when I could. I was always on my phone. I had like the worst conversation skills. I used to think I had to like drink to get the edge off, and then I was like really social, and that was like a gift from the alcohol, which was not true, because I don't even know what I was saying back in those days. But I had the worst conversation skills, I think, because like I would ask questions, but everybody always wants to talk about themselves, and it's just part of human nature. We want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to share our experiences with other people. And I feel like I was the worst at asking questions, and I was the worst at like engaging with people without knowing. I even remember like at the end of college, I kind of was like talking to this guy, and at one point he was just like, "Girl, you never ask me questions." And I was like, and I didn't mean it. Like, I didn't mean it like I was uninterested, but it literally was coming off that I was uninterested in this guy, because I would just talk about stuff. Like, I would bring up common ground and speak about it, because that's how I knew how to relate to people, was bringing up stories, yes, about myself, but also just about like common things. And I feel like I didn't ask about people's day and things like that, because I never did it. I just didn't do that for like 15 years. Like, I just never spoke to people unless I was like friends with them, and I didn't have to have small talk. So my small talk sucked, and people literally, like men, thought I was uninterested in them because I couldn't like speak up. So I'm going to teach you what I learned to be magnetic in conversations, and also just good conversation skills to have, because I feel like I've definitely improved on that in the past few years. So it's all about actively listening to people, having empathy, and kind of putting yourself in people's shoes in everyday situations. So not just focusing on sharing, or this is a weird one, at least it was for me, relating to people. Sometimes you just gotta let people speak and not be focused on pulling up stories out of your head or situations out of your head that relate. Like, you can bring it up, but maybe first just actually listen to what the person's saying and like ask them a question. And then you can still talk about yourself. I'm not saying to not talk about yourself, but then you can add your story. But it comes down to almost like asking them a question every time someone speaks to you, or if you're like awkwardly stuck with someone and you're like, God, what do I say? Asking open-ended questions, like you're a teacher in school, or asking questions about people's interests or experiences, because like I just said, everybody loves to talk about themselves. They do. And usually if you do this, you come off inviting. If you're asking people questions, if you're giving them the space to share, they'll bring it back around to you. If they don't, they suck. But if they will bring it back around to you at some point, and then you can share your experiences, you know. But maybe learn. I like learning about people. Like, I love learning about people's stories, like where they've been, where they came from. Like, if I'm at an event or if I'm just talking to somebody, like a lot of the times, like when I'm living in community, it's like you get new people coming in and out, and it's like I want to know. And they travel, obviously, if they're in a situation where they're staying at like a hostel hotel, and I want to know where they've been. I want to know what they're up to. What do they do? Not just like questions that your like aunt would ask you at Thanksgiving, but just like the past. Like, I want to know like what brought you here. Like, what stands out the most? Or I ask them like, what's your favorite travel experience, if we start to get into that, and then they will turn it back on to me. But I always just try to put other people, ask them at least one question or so, and it does make you magnetic in a way, because you're inviting and people will come and join the conversation when you're kind of like creating ground to talk about in a way. But allowing people to share their interest, you know, and usually, again, if you want to talk about yourself, they'll ask about it after. But we just want to validate, value, and understand others. If you can like take that from this segment, people want to be validated, people want to be valued and understood. And when you hold space for people like that, you become magnetic in a sense. And once you do this a few times, it just becomes second nature to you. So when you're speaking to people, even a short interaction with you, like doing this with people, for me, like not that like it's happened a few times, but I'd say like in like a community setting, we're just going to use that because again, people come in and out and I have a lot of experience talking to people in a community. If I come down for breakfast one day and there's a new face, I talk to them for 3 minutes, but I ask them just a little bit about themselves or a question. Later on that day, they can approach me and have a situation, like they feel like they can approach me, you know? I've had times where I was working in a hotel and I would just say hello to guests. I would ask them like what brought them here. They tell me something about their career and ask a question about it because it's interesting. And then later that day, they'd be like, hey, I'm going to this cool resort party thing. Do you want to come? You know, like I'd have so many opportunities open up because I would just speak to people and seem interested in them. I am interested. I'm not, this isn't like a creepy way to like manipulate people or anything like that, but it's just basic conversation skills, feeling like you're an approachable person. You have an energy. They want to be around you again because they enjoyed the conversation with you. And all they did was speak. Like when people speak about themselves, they will leave a conversation and just be like, wow. So that's what I mean by giving people validation, value, understanding. People just want to be heard and loved. You know, they just want to be seen. I said that in the last episode. Everything we do comes down to that. So if you can give somebody that feeling, they're going to remember you. They'll reach out to you in the future with opportunities that they have. They'll, you know, if you make a connection with somebody like this. And then last thing I like to think about just in general is, when you walk away from a person, you don't want to leave them feeling drained, you know, like you don't want to be totally information dumping. I've done this in the past, even in the past year. I feel like I've had conversations with people where I've walked away and I'm like, bro, what? Okay, sorry. In my head, I'm like, damn, you didn't have to hear about my horrible morning. It was kind of like what I was saying before. It's so easy for us to be negative. So we can always course correct our lives. So I'm still trying. I'm still going with this. But yeah, you want to leave situations. You want to leave rooms with giving people a positive experience instead of making their day worse. Like I try to just approach every day with, I don't want to make people's day worse if I don't have to. Again, I don't have to be a people pleaser, because sometimes there's a fine line with improving somebody's day and going overboard with it, you know, and compromising yourself and your values and boundaries. But if I can just leave a person, walk away from them and not have them feeling drained, I feel like I did good, you know, and it does make you magnetic. This will bring things to you in your future, especially if you approach every situation like this. And this one builds on what we talk about all the time on this podcast. So this is my fifth tip: working on yourself, leaning into the passions, the things that light you up, that you want to explore, the inner work, the self-work. Your inner world reflects your outer world. So the cool thing is, just by working on yourself and discovering what you actually like and enjoy will ripple out into the world, because it's energy. It's an inspiration to others. When you're yourself, when you're like the most authentic version of you, you inspire other people to be like that as well. You know, if you feel like afraid to show up and be yourself, you can also keep in your mind, if you don't want to make it about you, like when you share the stuff you like, it inspires other people, and therefore you're like literally helping the world in a sense. Being yourself and being authentic is gonna also draw people to you. People love to hear about what you enjoy. If you have a passion, speak about it, and speak about it with an enthusiasm that a child would have. Because if you ask somebody what they're doing this weekend and they're like, oh, nothing much, or they're like, oh, I might watch a TV show, they're like, okay, like, I don't know where to go in this conversation. But if they had the same response, but were excited about it, like, that can be okay. If they're not doing much and they just want to watch a TV show, and they responded being like, oh my gosh, there's a new show that I'm like obsessed with. I don't know if you're into fantasy. I don't know if you're into documentaries, but there's a show I'm watching. You see how much more engaged, even with the tone of voice, like, you want to know more about this person because they're so passionate about what they love. And in turn, like, if you do that, like, other people do it, you'll see yourself drawn to them. And if you do it, people will be drawn to you as well. You can be passionate about anything. Like, you'd be passionate about rocks. And, like, I've heard, well, I actually am, oh my god, because I like crystals and stuff. Damn, I just dissed myself somehow in the middle of this. But you know what I'm saying? Like, people could be talking about a topic. I was not born to be a nurse. I was not born to work with blood or anything like that. But when people talk about it and they're passionate about it, like, I'm really interested. I've met travel nurses and I want to hear more about their stuff, even though I honestly cannot stand to be in hospital settings. But when they are talking about their job with a passion, it makes me listen. It makes me want to ask questions and know more. So it's the same for anybody. Don't be afraid of your passions and what you enjoy. If you speak about it with a light that you have for it, people will want to know more. You're not boring people or anything like that. Be yourself. Lean into your authenticity. Lean into what lights you up, your passions. Keep doing this inner work, the self work. And again, it ripples out into the world. When you're happy with what you do and what you enjoy, it's going to come off of you and be literally like light. And also, law of attraction, light energy, like, it attracts like attracts like. When you're putting out good stuff, good things will come back to you. It doesn't have to be your focus of every day, but just focusing on yourself, lighting yourself up, doing what you enjoy, it's going to ripple out. And it's going to be good for you and other people and the world. And this builds on it. My last tip, number 6, we're talking about your style and your vibe, okay? and authenticity. It ties into it, but I just want to build a little bit more on your literal vibe, like what you give out to the world. Do what you want because you want to do it. Like, don't wear something because your friends are wearing it. Like, remember we were, I don't know if people still do this, but I slowly stopped when you used to want to go out and you're like, what are you wearing? And your friends are just, yeah, everyone's just wearing jeans and a black top. Or like jeans and a going out top, you know, like, but you want to wear something else. Like, or you were going to wear something else, but then your friends pick. Another thing I stopped doing, because I feel like that example was kind of dragging, is I just stopped asking people's opinions on tiny things. I used to like send my, like in high school, posting an Instagram photo, I would send 3 photos in the group chat and be like, which one? Which one's better? Or which one should I do for, like, I know the answer in my heart. And even though sometimes it's easier to ask other people, like, I leaned into just like asking myself and choosing what I want to do, because I can be like, ooh, what should I get for dinner? This or this? And it's like, especially when you're like dating someone, like, I feel like it's so easy to do that. Like, you're always sending them things, like, in a constant text kind of stream that you just ask questions all the time. I feel like my partner, I still will sometimes, like, share stuff and ask for his opinion because it's, like, I value it. But when it comes down to little nitty-gritty things, like, I'm going to wear what I want to wear, not because my friends are all wearing something or it's in, you know, like, it's a trend and I don't like it. Listen, okay, I hate a bodysuit. No offense, bodysuit girls, y'all rock it. I hate it. I don't like the feeling of it, like when it's like pulled down on my side of my body. I don't like square sunglasses. I don't think I look good in square sunglasses. I will never wear them, and they're so trendy at the moment still. Like, you know, like the ones that are like, they kind of sit on your nose, like no one's really using them to block out the sun, but they're there for the Instagram photo. Hate them. Can't wear them. I hate sweaters. Hate a sweater with a passion. But they're so cute sometimes with girls wear like the oversized cardigans. I'm like, I can't, because I hate them. I hate tight jeans. I used to love tight jeans when I was like younger. Everything I loved used to be tight though, because I thought that's like what I had to dress like. So now I just have like a rebellion against tight denim. But the thing is, it's like, if people are all wearing that, I'm like, I still will probably wear what I want to wear because it's me, you know? And it gives off your authenticity. Like, I'm just leaning in, I'm just doing things for my own sake, but it has this ripple effect of other people seeing me as magnetic and seeing me as inspiring and doing my own thing, you know? And when you do that, other people will feel that way too. So that's what I'm saying, is focusing on the things that light you up. Your fashion, your hair. If you want to get bangs, get them. If you want to wear a certain type of like cut of sunglasses, do it. I'm running out of examples, but don't wear something because it's in, or if you're trying to be somebody else. Maybe you're like, okay, because I used to do this thing as well where I felt like I'd have, when I buy a certain type of clothes, like in my head, I'd be like, oh, once I have like this type of bikini, or once I have like this type of outfit, like it'll be great. And it was that kind of like putting my happiness on something that was far away. Doesn't need to be that way. You know, like I would think, once I wore this outfit, or ooh, once I can like save up and get that, or I want to do my hair like that, then I'll feel happy. So it's just like leaning into the things that you want. Like, if you do want it, like you actually want it, go for it. But if you want it because everyone else is doing it, or because a lot of celebrities are doing it and you're leaning in, like maybe sit back and just ask yourself the question, like let it sit with you. If you're thinking of like buying new clothes or getting a new hairstyle or something like that, not, again, there's a difference between being inspired by somebody, but there's a difference between doing it because you think it's gonna bring you happiness and it's not like coming from you, if that makes any sense. But I'm all for fun expression with hairstyles and clothing and everything like that. But I just wanted to mention that because I really do think, like if when I would squeeze myself into jeans and like a bodysuit, I would hate it and I wouldn't feel confident, but it was in and I thought it did make me look good. But like at the same time, I wasn't confident in it, like in my soul, because I didn't like it. And now like you won't catch me in that because it doesn't make me confident, or a certain type of shoe, you know? So I don't know if that resonates. I just wanted to add that in to kind of build on the last point about being authentic and just doing the things that light you up, because that's what's going to draw more of your life to you. Almost like we're living in a puzzle, kind of like The Alchemist, if you ever read that book, where the more you just kind of follow the things that light you up and the signs that are meant for you, the doors will unlock, like the puzzle pieces will move and things will start to make sense. You know, the answer lies in following your intuition and leaning into what makes you happy. That's always going to bring more good into your life. And then, I don't know, I just thought maybe weaving that topic in with like listening to people and skills with just setting your day up would be a good episode. So that is this week's episode, ways to become magnetic. If you have your own ways to become magnetic, please share them with me, because I want to make maybe like a post where I can share like everyone else's ideas and we can like kind of collab on that. my Instagram again is Happy Holistic Hippie. I'm also, so almost like two announcements, I'd say. Well, three, I guess. I've been working on a lot of stuff. I feel like for the past month, I've been posting the podcast consistently, but I haven't been showing up too much on Instagram because I've been doing a lot of other things, including planning my Instagram out. So we'll have more consistent posts when this episode is out. But I had a community, like a little community launch in December, and it was like a trial community, and it was so cute and I loved it. And then I've been thinking of pulling it into like a different server because I like the platform I used, but I've been leaning onto another platform. So I've been working on some materials for that. I'm hoping to have something up by May. May is like our tentative date, but I'm thinking of having a little community kind of going where there's resources such as like meditations and breathwork that you can access. Then we'll do like live sessions, so you'll have access to yoga classes and like weekly meetings maybe. I'm playing around with the ideas. If any of that really resonates with you, let me know. But I'm thinking of having like a community feature where we can share things like this. So when I put up an episode about ways to become magnetic, like you can share your own in it. But for now, we got Instagram. Until that's done, we have Instagram. I'm also going to be coming out with YouTube videos. I have a YouTube channel. I'll link it below. It's mostly yoga classes on there, but I'm thinking of doing episodes where you see my face, where I show up and I kind of speak a little bit. You can also listen to this podcast on YouTube as well. So the podcast is uploaded every week on YouTube, but there's no visuals. So I'm thinking of maybe doing visual episodes on YouTube, as well as maybe just like some talking sessions. And lastly, I am in the process of planning retreats out for the future. It would be like next year. And I'm thinking of doing location retreats because your girl loves to travel. So of course we're going to make that happen. And I'm thinking of maybe doing like a week-long retreat and like a weekend retreat prior. So it'd be like a smaller retreat if like you wanted to do a weekend retreat, probably in the US, and then like a week and like a week-long retreat probably in a nice tropical location to be revealed soon. And maybe like a virtual retreat as well beforehand, but again, with the community and everything, I feel like we can do like workshops and stuff like that in that app. So if any of those resonate with you, feel free to follow me on my Instagram. I also have a newsletter if you want to stay in touch. Everything will be in the description, so feel free to check out there. But yeah, Instagram is probably the best place because I always will post updates and then I'll save them on my story highlights so that you can see all the upcoming stuff, because I do have a lot of cool stuff planned for the next 6 months. I'm a summer person, so when the weather's nice, I feel like I'm making everything. I want everything to be out in the summer. All right, I will let you go. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, let me know if you got anything out of this episode. We got some new episodes coming up this month. We'll be going into topics like nutrition, mindset, tons of good things coming. And I have some interviews, so you'll hear some other voices as well. But I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will see you soon.